time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce rewrites a familiar tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our PT listeners on the phone. He or she listens to Bruce play the Piano Puzzler, then tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Gene Bostrom is on the phone today from the town of Zimmerman, Minnesota. Gene, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Very glad to have you. Gene, what role does music play in your life?
Well, it plays a pretty big role. I majored in music in college, and I've been teaching piano. I taught music in a school, and it usually runs between 45 and 50 piano students. That's what I've been doing now the last, probably 25 years.
That many students at once?
Yeah, they each come one time a week, yeah.
Wow.
some before school, some after school, some evening.
That's
some
amazing.
Homeschoolers during the day. And
any favorite pieces you're teaching at the moment?
Well, Puck by Grieg. That's a fun one. It's fast and staccatos running all over the place.
Well, let's see if there are any staccatos running all over the place in this Piano Puzzler that Bruce Adolph has worked out for you. He's just about to play this, of course, and then we'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. And I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck on the tune or the composer, we can brainstorm on this together if you like.
Okay,
Gene, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. That was beautiful.
Yes, it was. It was very pretty. So
Gene, what did you hear in that Piano Puzzler?
I didn't pick up a tune. I was hoping I would. At first, I thought it was All the Coins.
But
it is that. Is it really?
It is that.
Oh, okay, because I thought I heard it a little bit, and then I thought it went away to something else.
Say the tune you had in mind again.
All the Coins?
Or called Auld Lang Syne, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Auld Lang Syne. So that's the hidden tune, Auld Lang Syne, okay.
Yeah. And now, I'm thinking maybe Chopin?
Well, actually, this composer is alive at the same time as Chopin, but it's based on a famous piano piece, and if you don't recognize it, it means your students are probably a little more advanced, because this is a piece that a lot of kids play at a certain point. And the Auld Lang Syne is worked into this piece by someone who lived at the same time as Chopin.
Okay, let's see.
And I have to say, it's not that typical of the style, because it's a kid's piece. It's from a collection of pieces he wrote for young piano students. Let me maybe play some of it again.
Okay.
I'll bring out the Auld Lang Syne, but the funny part is that the other piece is actually there simultaneously. This is weirder than a lot of puzzlers, because
They fit together so perfectly?
Yeah, they fit together so well that it almost is, even to me, kind of disturbing.
Okay.
Thank you.
up to there, we've heard Auld Lang Syne. Mm-hmm. And let me take out Auld Lang Syne for a moment. Now, that alone is the opening of this piece.
Well, I've got a few other guesses. I don't know, Schumann?
Yes, there we go.
There you go. Yes.
Okay.
Robert Schumann. I'm sure you've come across it. And as I say, yeah. If your students are in exactly the right place to play Kinderszenen, this is the Traumerei. But it's got Auld Lang Syne in it. And the thing is, Traumerei actually almost does have Auld Lang Syne in it. I mean, it starts like this. And then I wanted to go da-da-dum, so I did. But Traumerei goes da-da-da-dum, ba-dum. So I put them together. And it even fits the harmonies. And they're both there, too.
And it means dreaming, right?
Yes. Now, this is my favorite part of the puzzler because I tried to keep to the Traumerei. And I almost did, almost exactly, but the tune is da da dee da dee dum bum. Now, try to hear that because the harmonies get very weird because I kept the Schumann. So the Schumann goes a whole cadence, two beats later. And you have da dee, I'm going to sing this da da dee da da. And then I left it. This is pure Schumann. Now we're back to Auld Lang Syne on the top. And the Schumann. This is Schumann. And now they're mixed together again. Should old acquaintance be forgone? With this up here. Now this is also Schumann, this chord right here. But it fits.
It's amazing how well they weave together.
I know, it's fairly
yeah, it
weird.
Is. Yeah, the beginning is just exactly like yeah. it. I will play that piece, the Traumerei.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous little piece that Robert Schumann wrote as part of Kinderszenen, or Scenes from Childhood, this
right.
collection of piano pieces that he wrote. Mm-hmm. Traumerei, the name of this particular piece. And the first, four or five notes of the melodies of Traumerei and Auld Lang Syne are exactly the same. Bruce, now that we know what this piano puzzler is, can we hear it all the way through one more time?
I don't see why not.
Okay. Auld Lang Syne in the style of Traumerei from the Kinderszenen, the Scenes from Childhood by Robert Schumann, and they fit together so perfectly. I mean, at times they just blend into the same texture exactly.
They do, and I have to say this is one of the rare times I was looking through pieces in order to write a puzzler, and I decided to read through Kinderszenen because I've used some of them before. And I played this and I thought, wait a minute, is this Auld Lang Syne? And then when I realized it wasn't, but Almost was.
Very close.
Had to do that.
Very close. Well, Gene Bostrom, you named the tune, you named the composer. Well done.
Thank you.
When you're not calling in to play on the air, how do you hear Piano Puzzlers?
I do the podcast.
The podcast from performancetoday.org, and you can also hear them, of course, on Minnesota Public Radio.
That's right, yep.
Gene Bostrom from Zimmerman, Minnesota, thank you so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you, it was fun.
Oh, great to have you. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.